The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us, hanging out with us on a Tuesday, a cold Tuesday. Actually got a little snow shower today and felt like, okay, I'm officially in Lincoln, Nebraska in late November.
Kept stricken home.
Mid-November. It was sprinkly. When I was coming back from the stadium, that's where it hit. And, you know, I kind of stood in it for a moment and let it rain on me a little bit. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman Text Line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, join in. Hit us with a what's up. Say, what's up, DP? What's up, Nathan? We'll have a conversation. We'll hear from Jay Foreman at some point throughout the course of these 2 hours. You know, it's secret agent Jay Foreman doing secret agent Jay Foreman stuff.
Doing what
he does. He's got business to handle, and we appreciate all that for what he does. And, again, thanks to him for handling business. Thanks to Nathan for handling business when I was out. Greatly appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. Really do. Sartor Hammond, live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live. You can see what's going on here in studio. Nathan's got a little scruff on his face.
They let us do No Shade November at the station.
Okay. Well, I wasn't, you know, boy, that's going to lead to several questions.
It surprised you.
You know, I was like, wait a minute, where are we going with that one?
What happened?
What? Okay. 10, 11, do your business.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what was going on, whether this was a protest. Was this a thing that, you know, girlfriend said, you know what, I like you a little better when you're scruffy.
You had to
go that lane. No. I wasn't sure what you were doing.
We will be back to the clean shaven look because I, as you know, DP, I'm an every other day shaver. So we'll be back to just a little No Shave November, raising awareness for men's prostate cancer. So doing good stuff over this way. You
know, okay.
You
know, okay. For the cause, I greatly appreciate
that's
that
right.
As well. Yeah, those causes will all often put you in situations. For January, this coming January, I was asked to be the spokesperson for colon cancer awareness. And you know, the first question if I ask is like, do you really want to be the face of colon cancer awareness?
right.
But its effect on African Americans is a little bit higher of a higher risk than others. And so I felt like it was kind of a decent thing to do. To use these airwaves to bring that awareness and let folks at least have conversations. They have at-home testing kits, which Lincoln Lancaster Health Department is pushing and promoting that everybody has a kit reserved for them. So January, they'll be able to just or to go to the website and order the kit and take these tests at home and send them in and get results. So there's a lot of progress there and things that are going on. So I understand doing a good cause, but you know, my face will be the face. Hey, you're the colon cancer awareness guy.
But it's all for a good cause.
It's for a good cause, and that's right. What we do.
That's what's important.
Yeah, it's there. And again, as we closed yesterday, I want to start with sending a shout out to the folks down in Charlottesville, the football program, the university itself, and all the alumni. Of course, that's you know, home, and you know, to hear the stories of what's going on there. And again, you know, it is a thing that student athletes, people in general, are having issue. They're having problems, and how we treat each other can soothe and solve some of it. You never know what somebody's going through. You don't know what's going to set them off.
Right.
But for that program, that university, that community, as they try to figure out how to get through some dark days, we send out our prayers and thoughts to them down in Charlottesville. I do want to open with, and we'll get to the conversations that took place down at Memorial Stadium. But I did ask Jay about last night's game. Like, I asked him, you know, there's a chance that the Eagles screw this up with an interdivision opponent that knows them, that had already set the precedent for being able to shut down the running game and held them to 2.6 yards of rush prior to last night. So there was a game plan. And that Monday night TV pressure bust pipes. That's the phrase, right? That you're never quite sure how a team reacts to responsibility. And I said, you sure that this is not a game? This seems like a catch me game.
We were on the same page. I said trap game. Right,
like this
Commanders.
This seemed like one of those games for me. I'm happy for my friends in D.C. who got to do their thing, right? They got to celebrate last night.
They're in the playoff hunt,
but it was
too.
I mean, 5-5, like they're right on the cusp. I think the new power rankings had them at 17,
okay,
which puts them in the conversation. Yeah. And they've got two winnable games coming up, Houston being one of them. I forget who the other one is that they seem to feel like they should be able to, you know, they could be 7-5 heading into a meeting with the Giants. But it led to the conversation that we still don't know who the best teams in the NFL are. Like we're just not going to know for a while. And last night was case in point that we found out something new about Buffalo, right? That, you know, pressure does things to people. We found that out about the Eagles, that there is a game plan for how to beat them. And even at home on a Monday night, national TV, there's a way to beat them. And that's kind of why I wanted to start there, because Washington had 49 rushes last night. Now, they're not the best running team in the NFL by any stretch of the imagination. Right. Now, we like the young man from Alabama who has now stepped up post-gunshot wound and is giving
crazy.
Which is crazy that a month ago, you know, this is what was going on. And now he's out punishing undefeated teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
But what struck me about watching Washington last night was the pressure that they put on the Eagles to change what they did offensively by what they did offensively. Because that's the playbook for Nebraska against Wisconsin.
I didn't know that's where you were going with it.
It's the playbook.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the playbook. Look, Washington's not the best running team in the NFL. But what they figured out was, of the five key matchups up front, we need to find two that work at an advantage for us. Find two matchups across the offensive and defensive lines where they had an advantage, and then they were just going to pummel that matchup. And they found a matchup, and they said, oh, goodness gracious, we can seal here on the left side, and we can seal here on the right side off the guard's butt right side.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We can go inside the left tackle. Now, he's not our best run blocker, but if we just need a seal and we get power running in that lane to an advantage and make those linebackers make run stuffing, run stop plays 49 times in a ball game. And I hate to tell you, the days of Dick Butkus and Mike Singletary are over at linebacker. Guys just aren't willing to put their necks in there, their face masks in there, for 49 plays in a game. And if you're Nebraska, you look at, as I'm watching this, I'm going, oh my word, this is it. Because if Nebraska gets its run game, which is the most basic football thing to do, let's be clear, it's the most basic football thing to do, especially with Wisconsin's edge setters who are upfield guys.
Yeah.
These are not run-setting boundary guys. No, these are – Herbeck is a – I think he had 3 sacks last Saturday. He is a get-upfield, stretch and attack from behind pass rusher on one side. So how do you attack that? Right off tackle, inside. Mm-hmm. And make a linebacker who – his commitment to execution in the first quarter is, you know what? I'm going to run stop Anthony Grant. I'm going to get on the hole. I'm going to get there. I'm going to run stop Gabriel. I'm going to meet him in the hole, and I am where forward progress ceases to exist. Except it's going to be 25 degrees.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be windy.
It's going to be cold and windy.
It's not going to be fun.
And the first time,
it's
you know
Big
what?
Big Ten football weather.
Yeah, you're going to bring like this game in a closet, and you need to win – in one of those 6 slots in the closet. Short in the box, right? Can Hickson get a win? Consistently get a win? Mm-hmm. Can Bando get a win? And I'm not talking about pancakes. I'm talking about can Bando engage Wisconsin's tackle enough that Grant can get by him?
Right.
That's all. Can Grant get his face mask into the back of Brock Bando for 3.5-4 yards a pop? Can that be done? And if that's done,
that's the question.
If that's done, and I think most Nebraska fans would say, from guard to guard, we're not that uncomfortable with thinking we can get 4-yard wins on a consistent 40 rush game effort. Right? Am I being unreasonable in thinking that averaging 4 yards a carry for 40 rushes against Wisconsin?
I think that's reasonable.
Turns Wisconsin into the type of team where Brayden Allen maybe doesn't beat you, Mertz has to beat you.
Well, I was about to say, DP, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to think that that's probably what Wisconsin's going to try to do to Nebraska.
Well,
they don't want Graham Mertz throwing 20, 30 times a game. That's
Nebraska
not their
does.
Recipe to success.
Nebraska
certainly does.
Giddy.
Oh, I would love that. But I think Wisconsin's going to try and do the same thing. I mean, you could flip that the other way.
But this is
going to be a Big Ten football game.
Like, this is – right, but there's – when people say, like I jokingly on Twitter said, there's a way for Nebraska to beat Michigan. There was. They just didn't execute. Mm-hmm. But if and text line, again, you can correct me if you disagree, and I'm perfectly cool with disagreeing with my thought on this thing. But can they, in fact, between the tackles, between the guards, be dominant? Understand Wisconsin's, you know, linebackers. They like to hit, but they don't like being hit. Mm. And if you want to attack linebackers, especially Wisconsin linebackers, What do? You use Vocalek behind them. Easiest throw, no matter who's playing quarterback. If KC doesn't have 100% touch in the hand, the easiest throw for him to make is a 7-yard throw in an open window behind linebackers. Right? Simple. Simple. For Smothers. What happens when you run crossing routes with linebackers? They're occupied. And what does Smothers do well? Pull it down, step up into that space, go get his five. Mm-hmm. Go get his five.
Yeah.
Go get his four. We don't need you to get 12 all the time.
Don't.
We need you to get four. Go get five, and we reload. If the window's dirty, throw it away. We set up again. But there's a way for this thing. Like, I looked at Wisconsin and Iowa, right? I watched the game.
Wisconsin's offense looked rough.
Terrible.
Looked rough.
Terrible.
Make Graham Mertz beat you.
Mertz was terrible. Like, yes.
Because they shut down Allen, like we said, and then you can't do anything.
Well, the second segment of the show will be on what they're going to do with the run fits, and this is where you want Jay Foreman,
right?
If he's available, but we can talk about it enough that, oh my goodness gracious, there is a way for this to happen. This is not your grandfather's Wisconsin team. This is not your dad's Wisconsin team. They're coming at 5-5, and they're stung. They're really bothered by their productivity or lack of against Iowa.
Yeah.
And Iowa put up 150 yards of offense and scored 24 points.
Still won by two possessions.
Well, Mertz was generous. The pick six was just, oh, my goodness. Bro, what were you doing?
How about that? And Iowa's now at the top of the Big Ten West. Who would have thought that?
Which?
Isn't that so Iowa?
Well, but here's
the most Iowa thing ever.
Here's where I want to focus today. The reason why I don't want to talk about coaching is that there is a game to be played. A big game against a rival opponent that you have beaten eight visits. Eight matchups, right? Here's your chance. And to be disrespectful to senior day and the last chance for these Huskers who have blood, sweat, tears, they've shed everything for their duration, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it's been. It's
gone through a lot.
And this is like the pandemic and no fans and changing how you study and changing how you practice and all the additional responsibilities. And they're going to show up Saturday with an opportunity to leave Memorial Stadium positively. Right? On a positive note. How amazing would that be? How amazing would that be?
Be awesome.
So that's the conversation. We'll take a break. When we come back, I do want to talk about Nebraska's defense, and then I want to talk about the seniors. And so text line, if you would, for the 12 seniors that are playing, I'll call them out when we come back. But give us what comes to mind when you think of these seniors who are going to do the walk on Saturday at Memorial Stadium. We'll do that next on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.